Microsoft Ignite 2025 and the push from co-pilots to agents Mark Vina 8-Minute Red. Just now, Microsoft used Ignite 2025 to declare that the era of the co-pilot is giving way to the era of the agent. The keynote did not treat agents as a feature add-in. It framed them as a new operating model for modern firms. Judson Althoff described a frontier firm future in which AI sits at the flow of human ambition and becomes structural to how work gets done. That framing matters because enterprise buyers are still sorting out what agentic AI means in real, practical environments. Microsoft tried to make the definition concrete. Agents are not just tools that answer questions. They are software tools that can plan, take actions, and coordinate across systems with governance in place. The ambition of that claim sets a high bar. You cannot ask customers to trust autonomous actions if you do not show how the platform gives them control, safety, and measurable value. Ignite attempted to meet that bar by tying product updates to three linked ideas: context, creation at scale, and governance. These themes were not presented as abstract principles. They were mapped to specific layers in Microsoft Stack and repeated across announcements. WorkIQ, as a context engine, Microsoft's strongest strategic move at Ignite was to argue that context, not raw model power, will determine whether agents succeed in enterprises. It put WorkIQ at the center of that argument. WorkIQ is described as an intelligence layer inside Microsoft 365 Copilot and the agent ecosystem. It is built on organizational data, memory, and inference signals so that Copilot and agents understand how people work, with whom they work, and which content matters most. The keynote reinforced why a native context layer matters. WorkIQ lives inside the Microsoft 365 permission model, so it respects access controls from the start. Microsoft contrasted that approach with connector-based systems that pull data fragments without understanding relationships, leading to incomplete or risky answers. The company also framed WorkIQ as a deployment advantage. Boards and CEOs now ask leaders for an AI strategy, and Microsoft's pitch was that firms already have a key ingredient. The data, the memory, and the inference signals that give agents real usefulness are already wrapped up in Microsoft's collaboration graph. Copilot, as an orchestrator, not a single assistant Ignite, also reshaped the role of Microsoft 365 Copilot. Microsoft did not position Copilot as the agent itself. It positioned Copilot as the front end that builds, directs, and coordinates many agents. Althoff said that every organization runs on an ecosystem of agents and that Copilot is a front end for that ecosystem. He pushed the idea further by calling Copilot the orchestrator that puts agents to work to execute tasks and business processes. This distinction is subtle but strategic. It protects Microsoft from a world where a single agent brand becomes interchangeable. If Copilot is the management plane for many agents, Microsoft stays central even when customers build or buy agents from others. It also fits enterprise buying behavior. Companies want one place where employees ask for help and one place where IT sets boundaries. Microsoft is aiming to be that common doorway. Foundry IQ, Fabric IQ, and the Knowledge Spine. If Work IQ is a collaboration context, then Foundry IQ and Fabric IQ are how Microsoft wants to ground agents in broader enterprise data. Foundry IQ was positioned as a managed knowledge endpoint that grounds agents across Microsoft 365, Fabric, custom applications, and the web. Fabric IQ was described as a way to tie analytical and operational data into one shared business model, using Power BI semantic models as accelerants. Together, these layers aim to solve the most challenging enterprise agent problem, connecting reasoning to trustworthy, up-to-date, business-specific knowledge. The overall story is coherent. WorkIQ knows who you are and how you work. Fabric IQ knows what the business is doing. Foundry IQ routes and grounds reasoning across both. That is Microsoft trying to build an agentic substrate rather than a set of disconnected demos. Microsoft Agent Factory and the scale argument. Microsoft knows the agent boom will only matter if creation scales beyond elite developer teams. The keynote pushed that theme directly. Agent Factory was introduced as a program and meter plan that combines Work IQ, Foundry IQ, and Fabric IQ. The goal is to let customers build agents confidently and deploy them anywhere, including inside Microsoft 365 Copilot. Althoff tied Agent Factory to ROI discipline, saying customers can meter the whole experience and measure outcomes up front rather than after pilots fade. This ability is a thoughtful response to a real pain point. Enterprises often struggle to justify AI spend because pilots do not translate into measurable process change. Microsoft is trying to productize the proof step. The message is that agents are not a boutique initiative. They are a capability layer meant to become common in every department. Governance and observability as first-class features, Ignite treated governance like a selling feature, not an afterthought. Microsoft cited projections that businesses could run more than a billion agents by 2028, creating a new shadow IT risk if firms cannot observe, secure, and govern them. Agent 365 was highlighted as a mechanism for managing agents across Microsoft, open source, and third-party stacks with security and compliance protections built in through Defender, Entra, Purview, and the Foundry control plane. Charles LaManna framed a necessary tension. Innovation will surge as agents spread into workflows, but enterprise value only comes when those agents stay observable and safe. This part of the keynote was persuasive because it aligned with buyer fears. Many CIOs worry less about model errors and more about uncontrolled agent actions on sensitive data. Microsoft's pitch was that its security stack already governs people, and now it can govern agents with the same rigor. Customer proof points from Wolters Kluwer, Ignite was most credible when Microsoft let customers explain why the platform works in high-stakes environments. Adam Arentlicher from Wolters Kluwer grounded the conversation in regulated workflows. He described expert AI as AI infused with professional expertise that helps clinicians and other specialists make better decisions. That phrase supports Microsoft's agent case in two ways. It shows that agentic AI is already moving beyond office productivity into domains where accuracy and provenance matter. It also reinforces the idea that AI needs embedded domain context, not just general reasoning. Bill Flannery added the compliance reality. He stressed that Wolters Kluwer operates in high-stakes domains and therefore builds with expert-in-the-loop methods and centralized governance. He connected that approach to Microsoft's model ecosystem, saying Wolters Kluwer relies heavily on AI founder models and needs access to many types as firms optimize across large and small models. He also noted that more than 1,000 users across developer and non-developer roles now use their internal platform to experiment quickly and ship responsible AI into products. That echoes Microsoft Maker thesis and suggests that when governance and tooling are strong, agent creation spreads across the organization. The Anthropic NVIDIA Microsoft partnership as a platform signal, one of the more consequential announcements, was a strategic partnership between Microsoft, NVIDIA, and Anthropic. Anthropic is committed to scaling Claude on Azure with a large compute purchase and the option to contract significant capacity on NVIDIA's Grace Blackwell and Vera Rubin systems. Claude models will also be available through Microsoft Foundry, and Microsoft is committed to continue Claude access across Copilot products. Strategically, this is more than adding another model. It is a public proof that Azure intends to be the frontier model supermarket for enterprises. If agent builders want choice, they can stay on Azure. If they're going to integrate those models into work and data context, they can do it through Foundry and Copilot. Some buyers will worry about complexity from too many models, but in an agent world, that heterogeneity is likely normal. Different tasks need different latency, safety, and cost profiles. Microsoft is betting it can manage that complexity better than most enterprises can on their own. Did Microsoft win the agentic AI argument? Overall, Ignite 2025 made a reasonable and credible case that Microsoft is positioned to be a pervasive enterprise agent platform. The key reason is not a single feature. It is the way Microsoft linked context creation and governance into one stack. WorkIQ, Foundry IQ, Fabric IQ, Copilot Orchestration, Agent Factory, and Agent 365 all reinforce each other. In platform terms, this is a solid flywheel design aimed at keeping Microsoft central as agents proliferate. Microsoft also avoided overpowering autonomy. It emphasized human ambition, leading agents and observability, keeping them safe. That keeps the vision inspiring, while staying aligned with enterprise risk tolerance. Still, open questions remain. Will enterprises accept Copilot as the orchestrator if they have already invested in other agent shells? Can Microsoft keep the builder experience simple enough for domain experts without flooding IT with half-baked agents? And will Agent 365 become an actual cross-platform control plane, or mostly a Microsoft-centric one? Ignite offered a strong start, but the real proof will come from deployments at scale over the next year. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack Podcast T featuring Francis Sitico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack Podcast for free via The Technologists. The Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We are trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check Podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen. Written by Mark Vina, 91 followers, 162 following CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research. I write about disruptive technology, no responses, yet Mark Vina recommended from Medium. What are your thoughts? The leadership skill nobody teaches, recognizing when. What happens when quiet quitting is actually a trauma response, and how to, November 15, 3.9K 106 Stanford just killed prompt engineering with 8 words, and ChatGPT keeps giving you the same boring response? This new technique unlocks 2. Reinvent yourself. No, thanks. An actor asks, what does finding yourself even mean? Maybe we get married one day, but who knows? How can someone I barely know feel like a possibility? I'm almost brave enough to believe. Melinda Stewart, PhD, BCPA, Rachel of many names, what a sex worker notices about Gen X and Gen Z men, how masculinity changed between grunge and TikTok, and by entrepreneurship handbook, Joe Procopio, AI, porn is here, and we're all pretending it'll be fine. Sam Altman has decided that 5 years is enough of a head start for porn. Jonathan Sizzi,